This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Rodgers and McAfee later today. And you said back before the season started, if the Jets started to lose or were having a rough season, the Jet fan would hate the fact that Aaron Rodgers is on Pat McAfee every single week, and I think we're starting to see that.
I don't think the Jets fan has turned completely on Aaron Rodgers. I do think they are souring on him by the week. So we'll see what he ends up saying today. You know, it's funny because, you know, when Aaron Rodgers does this thing where he's like, I don't really pay attention to what anybody says, and I don't really care what anybody says, but then he knows what everybody says and then responds to what everybody says. And we actually had that conversation at training camp where he's like, I don't really pay attention, I don't care. I was like, well, there are some things that you've gone way out of your way to clarify on McAfee because you heard them. So he does that dance a little bit, and then he says, you know, we got to stop listening to you guys. Well, I mean, he's got to look at himself first, right? When he says stop listening to the negativity, he listens to everything.
Let's face it, you know, when he was with Green Bay and it started on the McAfee show before it got onto ESPN, the reason it was so popular was because he was going on there. And, you know, and Pat did a great job of basically taking that and then selling it to ESPN, because why would you want to run your own company when you don't have to?
Right.
When the infrastructure is there for Pat McAfee to do his show the way he wants to, as long as they allow that. And then they put him on College Game Day, where he has been an unbelievable ad. He's been a great ad for that show. The energy, and I've always liked that show anyway, but the fact that he's out there singing the fight songs and everything else is great for that show. So, you know, but if you're going to put yourself out there like that, you're gonna have to, you know, go through the mill, which is what Aaron's going through right now, because they're losing and he's not playing well. And, you know, he, you know, was talking about holding people accountable. He's tried to hold himself accountable. And hopefully sooner or later it's going to kick in, because if it doesn't kick in and they don't start winning, all of this stuff is going to fall on deaf ears anyway.
Yeah.
The best scenario for Aaron Rodgers is to turn this season around as quickly as possible, start winning, and get this team playing its best football in December and getting them into the playoffs where they are a real danger. You know, that could still happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying that could still happen. And if I were in that locker room, that's how I would feel. I would feel it. Now, the other thing, too, about quarterbacks of his stature, sometimes they come into new places. Like Tom Brady went into Tampa and Peyton Manning went into Denver. They are bigger than life for those new franchises. And everybody lays at their feet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes players are waiting for them to do something special, as opposed to doing their own job and doing something special to support the new player that's in the locker room. So it's six games in. It's not been pretty the last four games, especially the game against Pittsburgh. But maybe this week against the Patriots, They get back on track. They win the game. They play good offensively. I mean, Breece Hall has played well the last 2 weeks. After he was called out against the Denver Broncos, the last two games he showed up and he's played really good. So
yeah.
Hopefully that is a sign of things to come.
That's the one success I think that the switch to Todd Downing has shown is the getting Breece Hall the ball more. Well, you did have the one game where Garrett Wilson was getting more involved, but then that went by the wayside on Sunday night. But yeah, Breece Hall has been a weapon finally
and
for
by
this
the way,
offense.
And by the way, I want you to take Anthony here for a second because this is the prevailing thought out there, but I don't believe it at all, but we can get into it.
Anthony in Brooklyn, what's going on, Anthony?
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Hey,
good
Anthony,
morning.
What's happening, brother?
Not much. Driving to work, another day. Boomer, huge fan. Gio, huge fan. Listening to you guys every morning going to work. You guys get me through the day.
Well, thanks, 100%. Anthony. What do you got for us today?
Yes, sir. So I think, Aaron, I'm 32 years old. I have not seen any team that I root for win a championship in my life. I'm a Met fan. I'm a Ranger fan. I mean, I was two with the Rangers. That doesn't count. I just think that I'm getting over the Mets. I think Aaron Rodgers is shot. He just doesn't look good. He doesn't look like himself. I mean, granted, he came off of a major injury, and I understand that. But with the hype and everything around him, he does not look like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely an older version coming off a major injury. He doesn't have the same type of escapability or ability to throw the ball maybe on the run as far as he used to. But I mean,
did you see that?
There's enough there.
Wait a minute, did you see the Hail Mary?
Yeah,
see how far he launched that one. And by the way, you know, after the Patriot game, everybody thought, man, this is going to be great. He looks good. They look solid. This is before Davante Adams got here and before they went on this 4-game losing streak. His arm is fine, believe me. He's just got to get more comfortable with everybody.
He got hit a lot the next 2 weeks
I know,
after
and
that.
That's the other problem. He did get hit a lot, but I would just say he's got plenty of left, guys. He does. They just need to get going. They need to get a rhythm going. You know, you can't have drop passes and interceptions that interrupts any sort of momentum. They had momentum in the first half. Now, whatever their problem is, their biggest problem is their second half performance in these games. They just basically get flat. So I don't know what they're doing at halftime. I don't know what they can do at halftime to turn that around. Maybe start the second half in a no-huddle offense or something to raise the level of intensity. Because all of a sudden they fall back into this malaise. Like the Giants did that. Like we knew, like doing that game, that the moment that the Eagles got the 14 points, boom, game's over. There was no fight, no pushback, no competitive spirit on the Giant offense whatsoever. And you remember I was saying, like, at the end of the first half, they score a touchdown here, I think the Giant fans might go back out to tailgate and celebrate.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Right? And, of course, there's an offensive pass interference, and they got to settle for a field goal.
Yeah, that was...
It was brutal.
That was actually the turning point of the game there, them settling for that field goal. The Giants postgame guys... Well, actually, no, sorry. Tino wanted that to be the turning point. It wasn't. That was the argument that they were having. And I guess the turning point was them going up 21-0 or 14-0 or whatever it was. But, yeah, big moment in the game, no doubt about it. Let's go to Pat and Suffren. What's going on, Pat?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Just a couple quick things. One thing, Boomer, big win for the Terps. Just wanted to mention that. Also, I think, you know, I got to make a point about the Packer trade. But before that, I want to just say I don't get this obsession with the show that Aaron Rodgers goes on all the time. I think they got to go back to what Peyton Manning said about Mike Vanderjagt. It's a kicker. I just don't get the obsession. He's like the Pope of the NFL. But let me just go to this trade about the Packers. What the Packers did was an amazing thing. They got rid of a depreciating asset and got picks. I mean, you know that old cliche, oh, a good trade is when both teams win. Well, the Jets so far have not won, and it's really amazing. And if the Packers win a Super Bowl, they need to send a gift basket to the Jets front office because it really helped them.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that right now, I mean, after what you saw from the Green Bay Packers last year in the postseason and a run that was unexpected, the fact that they're back playing well now, I mean, there's no doubt that it looks like the Green Bay did the right thing at the right time. And which is also, I mean, Aaron Rodgers did have to make a decision there, but I also feel like the Packers were kind of done And maybe they were kind of done with some of the stuff that we have seen.
And remember, they didn't get the 2024 conditional second round pick because Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So the season's a long way from being over. And there could be teams like, let's just say the New Orleans Saints. They started out by scoring over 80 points the first 2 weeks of the season. They looked like they were unbeatable. And now they can't even get out of their own way. There are going to be teams that had good starts that when December comes rolling around, they're going to fall apart. And they're at the same time, there are going to be teams that didn't look good early in the season. Maybe the Bengals, maybe the Dolphins, maybe the Jets. One of these teams or two of these teams are going to turn it around the second half of the season, and they're going to be right back in the mix. And that's got to be the message that is being sent over there in Florham Park. I guess you could say the same thing for the Giants, too, because you know, I would think that the NFC East is wide open, even though they just got their asses handed to them by the Eagles. I mean, that was a little bit of a wake-up call, and they've already lost to the Cowboys.
And the Commanders.
And the Commanders. But still, like, these teams, like, you don't know who's going to be hurt, who's not going to be playing. The Commanders may not have Jaden Daniels as their starting quarterback this week. Now, Marcus Mariota came in and played great.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of issues that can still go on in this season. And I always want to be very careful to say it's over because I don't believe that the players or the coaches have that message within their locker rooms. And if they do, then they don't belong in the league.
Let's go to Bobby in Mattawan. What's going on, Bobby?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Bobby. What's happening?
I hate to go back to the other subject, but the delusional fan bases, man. Like, Gio, you hit the nail on the head with the young Knick fan, and I always just think of Big Zoo because of that, how they acted last year after, or 2 years ago after opening night with the win.
Yeah.
But there's also, it's not the New York area, but West Virginia University is the worst delusional fan base in the history of all sports. They think there's like a nationwide conspiracy with the refs that they're just like how Boomer does to screw the Rangers button. They do that times like a million. It's insane, dude.
And you know where Big Zoo went to college?
I know. Yep.
West Virginia.
That explains a lot, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Bobby.
Played West Virginia in college. Hated playing those guys. Jeff Hostetler was their quarterback.
Oh, really?
Yes, when we played against them, yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I mean, I was conditioned to hate a few things once I got to Pittsburgh. Cleveland was one of them.
And my man,
West Virginia was another.
Right, my man Daryl Talley was on that West Virginia Mountaineer team.
Big Daryl played Buffalo for a while
Yes, but he was a pain in the ass in college and in the pros.
I think he was also on the Vikings there for a while
back in his career, maybe.
All right, let's go to Brian in New Britain. What's going on, Brian?
What's up? Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
All righty, Brian. What's happening today?
I wanted to touch on the whole, like, delusional fan base. I'm from Connecticut. I'm the weirdest fan ever. I'm a Giants, Yankees, Celtics, Penguins fan.
I find
the most delusional fan base to be the Knicks in New York. I find Privilege, Yankees, Realist, Ranger fans.
There you go.
I go to about 25 Yankee games a year, then to two playoff games. I feel like the fans feel like we deserve to be in the playoffs. It feels like you're in a mortuary in that stadium. I almost wanted to go to Citi Field to scream out, beat L.A.
Yeah, I think it changes, though, and I know exactly what you're saying. I went to one this year, and obviously didn't make the playoffs last year, but I go to at least one Yankee playoff game a year, and I'm with you with the energy. I think that's going to be great, though, for the World Series. I mean,
I'll be there for the third game. I agree with you. It's going to be off the rocker, but why did we have to wait to get to the World Series to be this way?
Well, because that's what you've been waiting to get back to.
That's the privilege of the Yankees.
That's the thing, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And I've been saying it for years, especially to the younger fan base, because I'm 45 years old. The younger fan base of the Yankees is the most delusional.
Interesting, because you would think the ones that were around for the dynasty that started in the late 90s would, you know, that would be the more delusional one than the younger one. But yeah, the young Knick fan is nuts. You know, the older Knick fan, like, knows the deal, man. Like,
there is a sick passion that is associated with the young Knick fan. I don't know how else to explain it, because we've seen it here up close and personal.
Yeah.
And then, like, when the Net fans try to chirp in on something, I mean, it gets heated around here.
It certainly does, yeah. You know, and like Gallo, Nobody is more annoying than Anthony Gallo with his like takes and sports stuff. Like he has been, like, I don't know if you've noticed, he's been tagging us. And when one time he was on with us, like last year, whatever it was, or maybe even before the Rodgers injury, he's like, Aaron Rodgers is a bum. He's a bum. And like we were like pushing back on that. And that he's just been taking that video and tagging us in it and tagging
us
in it.
Yeah, but you know, the thing about
reposting it, I'm like, dude,
stop.
Like,
but this is the guy who had Russell Wilson as his quarterback of his team in Denver, and how'd that work out?
Right.
And now Russell Wilson all of a sudden has one game against the Jets, and I guess it's the Denver Broncos situation. I mean, what? I mean, like.
I don't know. He's got to stop tagging me in that stuff, though. Yeah, I mean, I could have texted him this, but I'd rather tell him on the air. Stop tagging us with one take. Like half worked out already. I mean, what? God.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Another beautiful October day out there. It's going to be close to 80 degrees today in late October. You got to love it. So continue to have this great weather. It shortens that winter up just a little bit. So we love that. Jerry Recco is back in here. Jerry's got another sports update and moment of the day for us. What's up, Jerry?
Morning brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. The football was the main story today. We're a few days away from the World Series beginning Friday night, of course, in Los Angeles between the Yankees and the Dodgers. Aaron Boone did speak yesterday, but
We
don't need to hear that.
So be it. So we do the NFL from last night, Ravens and Bucks.
So Jackson is in the gun. At his side is Justice Hill. Two receivers left, one receiver right. Looks into the nickel. Shotgun snap from the Buccaneer 4. Here comes the pass into the end zone. Caught, touchdown. Leaping two-handed grab by the tight end, Andrews. His second touchdown reception tonight.
And if it sounded easy, that's because it essentially was pitch and catch. That was the Ravens, part of their 41-31 win over the Bucks, as they have won five in a row now to get to 5-2 after dropping those first two games of the season. They were down 10-0, but they scored 34 straight, 17 in the second quarter, 17 in the third quarter to really take control of this game. Lamar Jackson, 17 of 22, 281, five touchdowns, also ran for 52 yards. Here was Jackson just keeping things simple as he goes.
Playing football, trying to win. That's all that's in my mind, trying to win. Sir.
And he obviously has some connection with Andrews, who now has the most receiving touchdowns in Ravens history.
I'm fortunate to have, you know, incredible teammates, unselfish guys, you know, and just keep on going. I'm, you know, coaches, players, everybody. And you got to look back at the guys like Todd Heap and the guys that have done it before you, and just be grateful that I'm in this situation and blessed. And like you said, just taking it week by week, you know, I'm not satisfied.
Here's a Baltimore sports talk topic for you.
Hmm.
Is Lamar Jackson now the second greatest Raven of all time?
Behind Ray Lewis?
Yeah.
Be hard to argue, wouldn't it? Like, who else would you say? I know he hasn't won a championship.
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP.
And Flacco's not the quarterback Lamar Jackson is, though, is he? Was
certainly
he?
Not, but he won a Super Bowl. Exciting, Super Bowl, but he was a Super Bowl MVP.
Okay, so,
I mean,
so did Trent Dilfer. I mean, I'm not comparing the two.
Wait,
comparing the two.
Ed Reed.
Is that's a good one.
Hall of Famer.
Jonathan Ogden. A couple of defensive linemen that they've had there.
The Goose,
maybe. I mean, they've had a lot of great players in a very short period of time.
So, you know what?
Pretty special.
Ed Reed, though, I think has got to be. He's a Hall of Famer, isn't he?
Well, Lamar would be a Hall of Famer if he retires after this year.
Yeah.
He'll probably have three MVPs. I mean,
he's got two of them now, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, it's got to be
Lamar.
I mean,
for him, you know, for him, it's like the Yankees. He is the Yankees in the NFL. Like, he's got to get into the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. That's what he's talking about himself. And, you know, he doesn't need to cement his legacy in my eyes. I think he's a great football player. But... you know, in the eyes of many, you know, you got to get past Patrick Mahomes. And you got to get, you know, to the Super Bowl and win the game.
He's had some really good seasons.
Oh, yeah, he has. And he's only, what, this is sixth
season? He's only 27.
This is his sixth season, right?
Seven season.
He didn't play much his first year.
No. Seven starts.
Yeah.
And he was 6-1.
Yeah, and that's when they said, you know, Joe Flacco, we'll see you.
Right.
And he's beloved there, right? Even
yeah,
though
100% he is, yeah.
Playoff shortcomings.
Yeah, absolutely.
And two MVPs, as you point out. Yeah.
And by the way, they have put a lot of good players around him. And the reason they wanted Derrick Henry is not to feed Derrick Henry, as we saw last night, John Harbaugh talking about this after they lost to Kansas City. It's not about giving Derrick Henry the ball 30 times. It's about giving the ball to him about 15 to 20 times. Throw him the ball a couple times in his hand, and then this way it's got a balanced attack. And their attack is about as balanced as there is in the NFL right now. And the Lions.
And you're right, 15 for 169 last night, so right on the number. And you know, you mentioned Ed Reed. I got caught up in that Micah Parsons and Rex Ryan stuff. I forgot Ed Reed was on the Manning cast last night, and I forgot to go back and edit it. I don't know what he said, other than I guess he was saying something about the helmets and the condom.
Oh.
They weren't calling it the head condom.
The anti-concussion condom?
The guardian cap, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remembered the condom more than I did the guardian cap.
See?
I must admit,
exactly
I did remember that.
Exactly what I was saying.
And I totally forgot to go back and edit it, so I don't know what he said, other than it was labeled Ed Reed saying new guardian caps on helmets won't stop head injuries. That's how it was put in. But it's like 2 minutes, so whatever. What else? So with that win, they're 5-2, the Bucks 4-3. More than that, Chris Godwin, ankle injury late in the game. Here was Todd Bowles. Why was he still playing? Why didn't you take him out sooner? There's about a minute to go in that 10-point game.
Well, you can say that because he got hurt. We don't second guess. We got our guys. We're playing everybody we got. It's unfortunate he got hurt. We feel bad about that. But he's a football player, and he wanted to be in the game, just like Baker and everybody else wanted to be in the game.
And Baker threw for 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Mike Evans, by the way, hamstring injury. So all sorts of issues with the Buccaneers.
Cardinals Chargers last night was the second part of the, wasn't a doubleheader because you basically were playing side by side for the most part, but Cardinals beat the Chargers on a last second field goal.
The Cardinals down 1, 2 seconds left. No timeouts remaining for the Chargers. Ryland is ready. Gillikin to hold. Snap. Ball down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Cardinals win it 17-15.
That was Cardinals radio with the call as they get the win because the Chargers couldn't score any touchdowns. They kicked 5 field goals. Here was Kyler Murray. He says, credit our defense for this.
Defense did a great job tonight, you know, holding them to 4 field goals. Five field goals. Yeah, they did a great job tonight. You know, had our back the whole day.
And the Chargers head coach is one Jim Harbaugh says, we will be better for this.
That's what we're going to do. Just not lighten up, tighten up. And, you know, experience of these kind of games, I mean, you know, put the steel in the spine. That's,
you know what? He is like the Elon Musk of NFL coaches. Oh,
so he said, wait, we're not going to lighten up. We're going to tighten up.
Correct. Yeah, and we're going to put the steel in the spine. And who did he pick? Who was it? Copernicus he talked about last hour that I played? Who was that?
No, Nelson Mandela. Oh. Copernicus.
I'm sorry. All right. Immanuel Kant. My bad. Whatever. Yes. My bad. He had a strange
Confucius, maybe?
Reference. It had nothing to do with football. So
it was more Joe Mazzulla, like him.
Ah, Joe Mazzulla, yes.
Yeah, he's right up your alley.
Any pressure to repeat as champions?
Zero. No pressure. We're all going to be dead soon, and it really doesn't matter anymore, so there's zero pressure.
Imagine if he answered every question throughout the season with that answer.
He should.
Just be like, how come you didn't get any rebounds? That doesn't matter. We're going to be dead. Stupid question.
It's right up your alley, Jerry.
That is true. Paul George, on his podcast, they were talking... Listen, there's only one pro athlete in the room here, so you can certainly answer to this. Talking about reporters in locker rooms.
There was a reporter in Washington that would look at dude, like stare at dude's meat.
He said a man or a female?
He said this dude.
He said dude.
He did say dude. Now, where that came from was his host was reading a tweet from a former NFL player.
Torrey Smith tweeted, and I quote, pause, if only y'all knew how awkward some of the male reporters act. Straight meat watchers.
Hashtag meat watcher.
Oh, my God.
By the way, they're not wrong. If you remember back in the early 90s, Sam Weiss tried to ban women from locker rooms. Now, it's not just what he was trying to do, but it was just overall, it was like an invasion of your privacy. And I do know for a fact, because I did work in a newsroom in Cincinnati, that guys would go in there with the cameras on. You know, they used to have the big
cameras. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They would go in there with them on, and they'd be down and around their waist, so you would think that they weren't on.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, and they'd have the shot at the of the locker.
So you saw this when you were, did the...
I did.
Wow. That's one thing I didn't think. I didn't think they did that.
And they'd have the camera pointed down and they'd still catch Boomer because his was on the floor.
This is back in, what am I, Arnold Palmer now? But this is back in the 80s.
But for reporters, when you first go in the locker room and you're inexperienced... There's a lot of wieners out. Yeah, it is weird. I mean, you do kind of look because it's just weird.
Yeah, when I got to the NFL locker room is something you can't really explain until you're in there.
Well, even the NBA locker room is wide open like that, too.
Yeah, but I mean, there's so many more football players, you know, and there's all... So going into that Steelers locker room, I had not really experienced that. And I was really trying not to look at anybody, you know? And then I had that Rashard Mendenhall experience where he stood right next to me, completely naked, staring at me this close to my face while I was trying to interview an offensive lineman.
Balls and meat.
I look at him, am I a meat watcher? I'm like, what's this guy doing?
So why was he doing that?
Just to be a jerk.
Just to be a guy in the locker room.
Right.
That's just to what be he
like,
was.
So like he was.
That's the kind of stuff I miss, actually.
Yeah, but like, but luckily.
I'd be sitting in there watching you interview Jerry and Al standing next to you. Yeah. I'm laughing.
He was a strange dude, that Rashard.
Oh, there are a lot of strange dudes in the locker room, man. I told you.
I just think you guys, meaning you pro athletes, like to have fun with us. Because even with the Rangers, when Rosasco brought in Mike Richter once, stark naked, and Richter comes out and he just goes like this, what do you guys need?
Exactly.
Like, wow.
Yeah, something, it gets a little, I think, I don't know. It's just everybody's a little bit different, for sure. I mean, I told you I had a guy that used to stretch his scrotum to the floor.
Yeah. My buddy Josh Miller, the punter, would not shower.
So you had an owl.
Yeah, would not do it. No, he. I mean, he would just like, I can't.
Wouldn't do it.
He would grab his stuff, grab his backpack. No one was interviewing him. Just leave. Go home and shower. He's like, I can't. I just can't do it.
And in fairness, he could go home. He didn't really play.
Well, no. I mean, they would get
out there. But
get out there occasionally. But yeah. I mean, it's got to be intimidating. I mean, for like a kicker or a punter who's just like a regular. Like sure. I was next to the Eagles specialists. Those guys. I mean, I was bigger than those guys.
Oh, like Braden Mann. And
So like, I can't imagine. You know, when they are in the locker room next to Jordan Davis, the defensive tackle.
What, you think they have niblets like you?
Huh? Yeah, little nit. I'm sure they do. They have to compared to those guys.
Yeah. You know? And there are certain guys that never show their wiener in the locker rooms. Like if you cover a team on a regular basis, like there were certain guys on the Buccaneers that never would be without a towel.
Well, you know what? I always felt I had a towel around me. I never would stand there naked. Or I had at least my underwear on or something. Just felt like it was just a much more comfortable setting under those circumstances.
I mean, there were certain guys that really didn't care, and the other guys were very, very careful. Roethlisberger, very careful. Hmm. That, you know, I mean, he would do like the stuff that I do in golf locker rooms, like, you know, like put the boxers under the towel. You know?
Yeah, sure. A lot of guys did that. A lot of guys did that, though.
But he's Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
understood. But and Gardner Minshew stretches naked, right, in the locker room.
That was the thing. Yeah, yeah, that was yeah. That's what they used to say.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for that experience being in those locker rooms for those 5 years that I was there.
You learn a lot.
I mean, yes, you really the things you see and experience
and hear. It's true.
Like, oh man.
Mm-hmm. It's a different place.
And then you get to like the personalities that we had. Like we had James Harrison and Troy Polamalu.
Oof.
In that, you know, like, and Troy was the nicest guy in the world. You know, and I've told this story before. He would ask you how you were before he started the interview. Everything good? You happy? They're like, yeah. Okay, you can start now. And then James Harrison would be like, say what? Sorry, James. Never mind.
I was just saying hello.
Let's go over there. Talk to James Farrier.
A lot of different personalities, that's for sure. Jets, Patriots on Sunday. Today's Tuesday. Just the McAfee Aaron Rodgers day. It is, right?
Yeah. It is.
So you do have that. You got the Giants facing the Steelers Monday night. Here's Brian Daboll sticking with Daniel Jones. How come?
Well, I think he gives us the best chance. Number one, I thought, you know, there were a lot of plays that he did exactly what he needed to do. And then, look, there were some plays where it wasn't just on Daniel. It was a collection of things. It wasn't just one person in protection or a route. It was a collective deal.
Yeah, well, they don't score, although they are better on the road, certainly, than they are at home. But he is still the starting quarterback. You also had, as we talked all morning, Brandon Ayuk, a torn ACL, Deshaun Watson, a ruptured Achilles. Mike McDaniel, we'll talk about Tua in terms of him wanting to play, and I guess he's going to play against the Bucs this weekend. Here he is. He knows he's got to protect himself better going forward. He said too many of these head injuries.
It's a professional, you know, setting. This is the professional level, the best of the best. You know, you just can't be doing that. So definitely got to stay more available for the team, for the organization, for our guys.
And he's got to stay healthy and not have these head injuries. From the NBA, we already heard from Joe Mazzulla, but also it is the opener for the Knicks who take on the Celtics. And then you've also got the Lakers and the T-Wolves. We heard from LeBron James earlier playing with his son. Here's his son playing with him.
I'm always thinking about, you know, that's my dad because that's
literally my dad. So I just go out there and, you know, he's when I'm playing, he's just my teammate. That's all I'm thinking at that point. Well,
that'll be the official start tonight between the Lakers and the Timberwolves. You've got all three local hockey teams in action with the Rangers.
I was just thinking how, like, LeBron's kid is playing with LeBron on the Lakers, and then Michael Jordan's kid was banging Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Like, that's what you were thinking about?
Yeah, I was just going through my head of, like, the greats and their kids and stuff. And, like, I thought Michael Jordan right away. And then, like, he was with Larsa Pippen for a very long time.
Yeah,
it's just funny.
Devil's home for the Lightning. Islanders take on the Red Wings. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas. Anejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. And so since the NBA season does begin tonight, I thought fitting to replay Boomer wanting Wally Szczerbiak on the show. That was shot down, however.
I mean, it is the morning of the Knicks opening game tonight against the Boston Celtics.
You and Al handle that.
You would think that Al would reach out to Wally.
You and Al
scouting report on the Knicks and the Jets, since he's all over the Jets.
You guys could talk about that. You want to do it? It's fine with me. You know me. I love Wally. Al. You know, he thinks,
what is this with Wally?
Talking to break.
Yeah, Boomer. We're talking to break, all right?
All right, Boomer and Gio on the fan.
Get Wally on the horn. Get him on the horn.
He's not available.
You're boring. You suck.
All right, happy NBA season, guys. Moment of the day.
It's here.
I mean, even if he wanted to come on, apparently he's not allowed to come on.
So. Oh, good point.
Oh, is he still embargoed?
Nice, yeah.
Probably so,
From our side.
No. From their end. That's right.
Okay. Just trying to be good partners with MSG, that's all. Promote their product. Mm-hmm. I know they're on TNT tonight, but there is a pregame show.
Indeed.
A Nixon 30 that they're doing today. And
I've tried getting Sam Rosen on, filling in for you guys several times. Always shot down.
Oh, yep, can't do it.
I'm going to high-five Maggie in the hallway.
Jesus.
What a bore.
Maggie's like, what's this for? Don't worry about it.
It's okay. It.
All right.
Wow.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Finish up with some calls on this busy Tuesday. I'm sure tomorrow. You know what? I'm hoping that tomorrow we don't open up with something that Aaron Rodgers said on Pat McAfee. That's what I'm hoping for.
I'm hoping we open up with the Knicks win tonight in Boston and a Rangers win against the Canadiens. You know how I feel about them.
Well, of course, yeah.
Soft.
Soft.
They used to be strong people.
Soft.
Yep.
The softest team in the league. I played you that a little while back.
Yes,
Michelle Therrien. One of the great rants of all time.
That's what you got to be careful when you're a coach. Like, Gerard Mayo has basically said that his team was soft, and he's still talking like he's still playing.
Yeah,
when in actuality, he is coaching. You would think coaching under Bill Belichick, you would get that whole part of it.
Yeah.
But supposedly, they wanted a new kind of atmosphere in the building up there.
Mm.
They wanted, you know, somebody that was more understanding of the players' needs. And how's that working out for you?
Yeah, not great. That team stinks, though.
Well, I mean, they have their quarterback of the future. I was asked yesterday, what's the biggest difference between the Patriots and the Jets? I said the Jets are all in for right now. The Patriots are all in for the next 10 years. Like, they're going to try to build around Drake May. And Drake May, quite frankly, for the last two games, has looked really good.
Yeah.
Throwing the ball down the field, and he's dealing with a turnstile of an offense, offensive line. You know, you think the Giants' offensive line missing one guy, everybody panics.
We saw what happened.
I know, but what I'm saying is the Patriots, it's been a revolving door. I think they have like 9 different iterations of their starting offensive line.
I mean, they went from
only 6 games.
Went from a Pro Bowler to a sieve. I mean, that was just horrendous.
Yeah, but you have to do things to help that person who is playing out of position. And I understand what the Giants didn't want to do. They didn't want to upset 4 other positions in order to kind of halfway fix the left tackle position. But it just goes to show you what happens when you lose top-end talent. Now, the Eagles lost top-end talent. They had lost both Beckham, Mekhi Becton to a concussion, and Jordan Mailata was out. So the right guard and the left tackle were out for the Eagles, and yet they still ran the ball for 190 yards.
That's right. Did you see that clip where Saquon's getting a ton of credit when Nick Sirianni sits down on the bench next to him and he goes, hey, you're 13 yards away from your career high, and I really want to get that for you if you want it, you know, but I'm, you know, I'm going to pull the starters out here. He's like, no. He's like, let the young guys eat. I'm good. I don't need it. And it gives them, you didn't see that?
It's a pound. It gives them a pound.
Yeah.
He was, that's what a teammate does. You know, so I don't think I've ever remember playing with anybody other than maybe one running back who said he needed like five catches in the last game to get a bonus that ever said anything to me in regards to their own personal numbers or anything like that.
Yeah, and we just, when we were hanging out with Mike Buck, he was playing with the, was it with the Cardinals that time? He was playing with Larry Centers, and he said he had to get Larry Centers his bonus. He had needed a couple catches, and everybody loves Larry, so they wanted to do it for him. But
well, I played with the great Larry Centers because I got to Arizona the year after Mike Buck and Dave Craig were there.
Yeah.
And then I was there the next year because they switched coaches. They went from Buddy Ryan to Vince Tobin. And Jim Fossil as the offense coordinator. And then Fossil was the head coach, named the head coach of the Giants the next year in 97.
The late 90s in the NFL.
Yes.
What a time.
What a time. Yes.
Let's go to Barry in Mahwah. What's going on, Barry?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I just want to talk about the Giants. I'm so fed up, man. I'm tired of waking up Sunday mornings, 6 o'clock, loading my truck, going down there, wasting my whole day to see this stale offense. It's horrible. Dable, he doesn't use the middle of the field. It's check down city. I mean, four rush plays. Daniel Jones, you can't even trust the guy to throw a ball to the end zone on third down. You got to come out and kick a field goal on third down. Come on. It's a joke. And I mean, I'm just, you know, you see him at Dunkin' Donuts, you boo his ass. You see Dable, you boo his ass. I'm just done.
Yeah, I was. See, listen, Barry, I appreciate your passion for a team that's really in the toilet right now.
You know, we were talking
about...
don't
boo the guys in Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah,
you know?
Don't do that. But yeah, you and I were talking, the broadcast that we did, we're talking about that specific situation for the Giants. And I think there were 9 seconds left, third down, and they decided to kick the field goal. And I just think that Brian Daboll was thinking to himself, I don't know. I got to tell the quarterback, the time's on the clock, the situation, he's got to make a quick decision. I don't want him to throw an interception here. Let's just take points and go in and see if we got any momentum. That's how it felt like to me.
Yeah. There was a point I was just about to make. This is happening to me way too much. And it's gone out of my head. Scott in East Hanover, what's going on, Scott?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
All righty, Scott, what's happening?
I want to make 2 points. First, I want to give you guys compliments on the show. You guys got the best balance. I don't have to lower my volume shows following you. Everybody's so loud. You guys have the best balance. And Gio, I don't know if you remember me. Giants-Minnesota playoffs, I called in about the reverse psychology.
Yes, I remember. I do. And I have vivid memories of that time, yes.
Yeah, you guys are doing a great job with the balance on the show. I just want to give you props for that. And the second point with the Jets. I'm a Giant fan, as you know. I got a buddy of mine who plays golf in Florida with an ex-Jet coach. And when Rob Saleh got fired, my buddy texted him and said, hey, opening in New York at MetLife. This guy literally said in a text message, he'd rather stick ice picks in his lower groin area than ever come back to the Jets. You know, on that, on what Rex Ryan has said and Belichick, you know, the king of coaches, this starts with the organization.
Can't do that here on an FCC regulated radio station. Here was the thing I was going to bring up. Brandon Tierney doing a Unkillable Jets podcast now. He calls it Unkillable.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He's doing a Jets podcast. I saw that pop up there yesterday. So.
Have you heard any of it yet?
No, I have not. I mean, I've heard the midday show, which is probably... It's very, very similar, to what the podcast is. So
I would think so.
I don't feel like I need any more unless he's doing different takes on there.
He's doing like what Evan does with the Rico Bronya.
Right.
But he should have called it something else. Like, what would you call like a Jet podcast?
The Tom Tupa?
Yeah, the Tom Tupa.
Join me on the next Tupa.
No, I mean, that was his thing. Unkillable was his thing.
I know.
Let him have his thing.
So how long does the podcast go for? 20 minutes, 30 minutes? Anybody have any idea?
Don't know. I just saw a clip from it posted on WFAN's X account. That's all. So good for him. So go and support it.
Yeah, why not?
BT, our guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.